back on Inside Black and Gold. One more segment here on this. Let's get it done quick before the power goes out episode heading into week two in a matchup with the Dallas Cowboys. But first things first, let's go back and talk some trash about all the analysts who are not willing to give the Saints any credit for winning a game by 37 points, but they are more than happy to give the Bucks all the credit in the world. Let's dive into it. So one thing I wanted to do on Tuesday was just go through all the power rankings. When all the power rankings get updated, all the sites that like to say they have an idea of what they're talking about like to go through and say, hey, this team is here and this team is here and this team got better and this team got worse and whatever and whatever and whatever. So if you want to go, I tweeted all these. I went through and I just rounded them all up to see where we are. And so let's just go through them, first of all. Let's go through them and say, okay, this is the network. This is where the Saints are. This is how far they moved up. Because every single one they did move up. I will give some folks credit for that. Although Pro Football Talk is just a travesty. Anyway, first up, ESPN. They have them at 23. Last week they were at 25. So plus two. NFL.com has them at 24th. Again, 32 NFL teams. A team beats another team by 37 points. Their reaction is, we're going to move the team that lost to the bottom of the rankings and give the team that won zero credit at all. NFL.com has them at 24th. They were at 28th, plus four. Bleacher Report, I give them some credit, has them up to 18, which seems a little bit more fair. That's plus five. They started them at plus 23. They started them at number 23, so it's a solid rise up. CBS Sports, 25th. Again, that's just stupid. Plus two from 27 where they started. Pro Football Talk. Had them started at 24. You beat a team by 37 points. You go up one spot. USA Today has them ranked 24th. They moved up three spots from 27. Yahoo Sports, 22nd. Moved them up five spots from 27. I can't complain if you're going to move a team up five spots. But again, at a certain point, you got to admit, hey, we were wrong. Fox Sports has them at 21. That's up from 28, which is seven spots. The Sporting News has them at 20th. That's another plus seven. And, you know, a couple that I did not include in here because they are subscriber only. And The Athletic has the Saints at number 11. So I give them credit for that. And the Pro Football Focus has them at number 13 and has the Bucks at number 14. Now, Pro Football Focus is a weird one because they're not really doing a lot of, you know, like all of these are easy to criticize because it's all just arbitrarily chosen and it's all based on vibes and this idea that I know anything about anything and I should be telling you that you are the 25th worst team in the league after you beat a team by 37 points, whereas Pro Football Focus is usually basing it on metrics, right? And they're saying, okay, we're grading everyone on this, and if you rank here, you're here, if you rank there, you're there. And that's why when you look at that, you're like, wow, it's crazy. In this metric, the Saints and the Bucks are right next to each other, but everyone else in the world seems to think the Bucks are 25 spots better than the Saints in these power rankings. And I'll be the first to tell you, you're full of shit. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about. The Bucks and the Saints are the same goddamn team, but for whatever reason, you like the Bucks and you hate the Saints, so you're going to trash them. Now, the ESPN one doesn't really have anything to hate other than the kind of my standing frustration with these, that I can't find anyone that explains to me why the Saints are 23rd or 24th or 25th, other than the fact that you think the Panthers are bad. But again, other teams played bad teams, and you're not holding them back because of that fact, right? We are giving the Bucks, like, listen to CBS Sports blurb about the Bucks, who beat the Commanders 37-20, the team that picked number two in the draft and as a rookie quarterback in his first game, versus the Saints, who beat the Panthers 47-10 and has a number one overall pick going into his second season. The Bucks, who moved up four spots in CBS Sports rankings to number nine, says Baker Mayfield came up big in the opener against the Commanders with four touchdown passes. They are the team to beat in the division. The Saints. Derek Carr lit up the Panthers as the Saints got off to a good start, but was that them or just feasting on a bad opponent? They moved up two spots from 27th to 25th. What's different here? Explain this to me. One team has Todd Bowles. He has two winning seasons to his credit, Only one with the Bucks. His other one was in his first year as a head coach of the Jets. Then he went, I think he won four games. I think he won a maximum of four games each in the next 3 years, then got fired. His first year as the Bucks head coach, taking over for Bruce Arians, a longtime offensive wizard head coach. He went 8-9 with Tom Brady, won the division, and then went 9-8 and won the division on a tiebreaker with Dave Canales, his offensive coordinator, shipping out to Carolina. You replaced him with Liam Cohen, and things went well in week one. Great. Fantastic. Let's give him credit for that. The Saints, Dennis Allen, again, coming off a 9-8 season, veteran quarterback, Baker Mayfield, Derek Carr, this is the same goddamn guy, new offensive coordinator, went really well, and they played the Panthers. It's stupid. It's stupid. Let's see. Pro Football Talk. They have them at 23rd. Their explanation, they won't be seeing the Panthers every week. Okay. But the Bucks won't be seeing the Commanders every week. And we have them at number 6. Let's see. Again, okay, here we go. USA Today has them at 24th. Guess who's 6-0 in week one over the past six seasons? Best in the NFL? The same team that scored on its first nine drive Sunday. 24th. It's just like, guys, if you're not going to give me a reason that you're going to put the Saints at the bottom of the NFL in your power rankings, then just admit you're full of shit. Because this is what's happening. This is what's happening. Everyone is trying to slowly back off their take as if all along they were like, well, this team can beat bad teams. We all knew they could beat bad teams, except you didn't because you had them at number 28th in your power rankings. If you have someone at number 28 in your power rankings, that means that you think they are one of the worst teams in the NFL. And the worst teams in the NFL are not going out and beating other bad NFL teams by 37 points. And the only reason I'm making a big deal out of this is because this is what's happening. Rather than people overreacting, and moving teams up at a reasonable rate relative to what they have done and saying, maybe I was wrong. What these folks are going to do instead is just gradually climb up the rankings so that by midseason, when everyone kind of comes to the conclusion, the correct conclusion, that instead of the Saints being a bottom 10, bottom 5 team, like these idiots have convinced themselves they are, they all come to the obvious conclusion that the Saints are actually an above average team, a mid-tier team that has the potential to win 10 games, make a playoff run. Aaron Schatz, I give Aaron Schatz credit. So he does the Football Almanac every year. And he's been here all along. And like these are the folks that you should be listening to, not these idiots who do power rankings. And he says, first, let's acknowledge that this wasn't just a win for the Saints. This was a colossal win. The Saints outgained the Panthers 379 yards to 193 yards and won the turnover margin plus two. Their win would have been even bigger if they had been able to sustain drives into the red zone instead of kicking four field goals, including two over 50 yards. The Panthers' only touchdown came near the end of the third quarter when they were already losing 37-3. He says, I'm not arguing that the big week one win means that the Saints will dominate all season. I'm just arguing the same thing I was arguing in the preseason, which is the New Orleans Saints are an average or maybe slightly above average team, not a bad team. He said the same thing about Derek Carr, and the same thing is true. I think the week one victory helped demonstrate this even against the Panthers. But yeah, and that's where we are all going to land. My issue is, instead of admitting they were just wrong, these power rankings folks are relying on this idea that, like, well, the Panthers are just bad. Prove it to me again. Go jump off a cliff. I don't buy it. I think, like, there's this kind of resounding idea that if you don't like a team, if you don't like the coach, if you don't like the quarterback, that all equals bad. And people don't want to admit that their ideas are not always correct. And sometimes you just gotta figure it out. And that's why I'm thrilled. I am thrilled that we're going to be able to go talk about this. Now, my concern is that Francine is becoming an issue for the Saints in terms of their prep. And they're going to walk into Dallas at a disadvantage in a matchup that was already going to be difficult for them to win. And it's going to be tough if they walk in there and look like an unprepared team, if they look like they did on Thursday Night Football in LA, right? Like That's what I'm worried about, because what's going to end up happening in that conversation is there's going to be no idea given to, like, well, this might have gone differently if there wasn't a hurricane roiling through New Orleans all week. But everyone's going to say, yep, it was just the Panthers if the Saints lose that game. So they're not going to get any grace. We're just going to continue to have these conversations. But at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter what these power rankings say. I just think it's so funny to watch these folks in real time not admit that they've ever had a bad take, but be like, they didn't prove me wrong. It was this. We'll see how that goes. I'm just bringing it up now so that as we go throughout the course of the season, and I intend to do this every Tuesday to kind of make sure that these changes, the adjustments are key taken into account, and we'll go from there. But at the end of the day, I assure you the coaches don't mind. If I'm a coach of a team, I'm sitting there like, oh, please continue to tell me how bad we are. Continue, please, because it just saves me so much energy trying to come up with how I'm going to motivate my team this week. and we'll go from there. But we'll have to see. I'm hopeful to get another pod to you this week. I'm hopeful to get someone from the Cowboys side of things to come on here and tell us what all to expect. Tell us why Micah Parsons is going to wreck everything. Derek Carr compared him to Von Miller today, which is a bold comparison, but I can see it. And we'll see how that goes. We'll see if that just wrecks everything, and we're back here talking about how the Saints don't have a chance this time next week. But either way, we'll have to find out. Hopefully, if I have power, I'll try to get you that episode to either post Thursday evening or Friday morning. If I don't have power, I'll try to do something, but no guarantees. Obviously, the radio station is all hurricane right now, so it's going to be tough for me to get Steve on, but we'll figure it out. Either way, thanks everyone for listening. This is Inside Black and Gold. Saints take on the Cowboys week 2, noon in Dallas. We'll be flying out there on Saturday. I'm excited. I've never been to Jerry World. That's one of the – it's only a few stadiums this year that I get to go to for the first time. Arizona was the first. And I'm kind of trying to decide whether I counted if I was there in the preseason, because it doesn't feel the same. But Arizona was a first. San Francisco was a first. Dallas is going to be a first. Kansas City is going to be a first. And MetLife for the Giants is going to be a first. I think that's it. I think those are the only stadiums we're going to for the first time, because we're going back to Green Bay, which obviously we were there last year. Hopefully I don't get caught in a kicking net this time. And we are going to, obviously, all the NFC South stadiums again. It's going to be a good time. But all right. Who dat? Go Saints. Be easy, y'all. Watch out for trees.